In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In our church, we do not have feasts to celebrate dogmas. We have feasts to celebrate mysteries. Today we celebrate a mystery of the life of Mary in view of the saving mystery and merits of her divine Son, her Savior, and our Savior, Christ Jesus. Simply put, the Most Blessed Virgin Mary was so gifted with unique graces from God that from the first holy instant of her existence, she was preserved through her whole life from the effects of original sin and also from personal sin. Mary was conceived first from all eternity in the mind and the plan of God without any stain or touch of sin, so that she could, in the fullness of time, be conceived on earth without any trace of sin, so that in turn, the eternal Word could have a suitable way to take our humanity into an indestructible bond with His divinity in the mystery that we call the Incarnation, and so then lead to our redemption on His cross. The mystery of the Immaculate Conception opened up the way for our Redeemer to be conceived, and to also to be born in Bethlehem, consubstantial with His Father and consubstantial with His Mother. She was able to cooperate in the mystery of her redemption and in our redemption in a way that no other member of our fallen race could ever have provided. And all of this was in view of the mystery of her Son and of the cross. So, it is a dogma of the Church that Mary was conceived without any trace of sin, and she never committed any sin for her entire life. But in our church, we don't have feasts for dogmas. We celebrate and seek after a mystery here. The mystery we strive after today is that in view of the incarnation of the Word and of His sacrifice on the cross, Mary had to be totally free in her acceptance of God's plan and of her own mysterious role in it. Mary had to be completely free to say her fiat to the announcing angel Gabriel. She had to be completely free from sin, completely free from the effects of sin, without any of the clouding of the intellect or weakening of the will that every other human being experiences, so that she could be absolutely free to detect the good enshrouded in the mystery, to know the good of the mystery, and then in complete freedom to choose that, to choose the mystery and her role in it, regardless of the suffering that it would bring, without the slightest trace of reservation or hesitation due to the effects of sin. She had to be free from the weakening of the intellect and the clouding of the will. Without the effect of original sin, our Mary's yes was a true yes. The true yes of an image of God. The kind of yes that an image of God ought to always have been able to utter. Her yes was a pure yes, a beautiful yes, a complete, total, and holy yes, and she meant it down to the very core of her soul. Only such a perfect yes was suitable and appropriate for the incarnation and the mystery of the Son of God, our Savior, and His subsequent sacrifice. This is why we observe this feast during Advent. We observe the mystery of Mary's beautiful, grace-prepared, free fiat, which made possible the birth of our Redeemer and His salvation of our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.